plan aims to address problems with the state's DNA database that caused samples from 12,000 convicted felons to go missing, either because the samples were never collected or because they were never cataloged. Doyle says one of the problems with the current system is that there are too many people responsible for taking the samples, depending on the nature of a case.
Part of what we have seen is when you have these different points of collection that and not the real clear responsibility of who it is to do it, that there are cases that fall through the cracks.
Lawmakers from both parties introduced the proposal this week. Democratic Assembly sponsor Ann Raychuk is a former sheriff. She says collecting a DNA swab when someone's booked into jail is the most credible way to make the system work.
It ensures that everyone who is charged with a felony, everyone who is arrested for a felony, has their DNA swab submitted to the data bank.
The Assembly Speaker supports the plan, and Raychuk says she hopes to pass it this fall. But a spokeswoman for the Senate Majority Leader says senators need to look at the details of the plan first, namely how much it would cost and how much it would impact state crime labs that are already backlogged. Other critics call the plan an infringement on civil liberties, since in some cases it would mean taking DNA samples from innocent people who are later exonerated. The governor says it wouldn't be much different from the way police already take someone's fingerprints or picture when they're arrested. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.